You'll hear a number of different recordings and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now, turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a hotel receptionist and a woman who wants to make a reservation. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this example will be played first.
Good morning. Welcome to the Horizon Hotel. How may I help you?
I've come in to make a reservation for a friend.
And your friend's name is?
Mackay. Sandra Mackay. That's M-A-C-K-A-Y.
Thank you.
The woman says her friend's name is Sandra Mackay. So Sandra Mackay has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. Welcome to the Horizon Hotel. How may I help you?
I've come in to make a reservation for a friend.
And your friend's name is?
Mackay. Sandra Mackay. That's M-A-C-K-A-Y.
Thank you. When is she arriving?
She's flying in on the 15th, but she'll stay with me for the first night because we have an early start on the 16th. We're going for a quick trip to the coast, but we should be back on the 18th.
So that's the 18th of this month?
No, sorry, did I forget to say? It's next month, December.
Well, that's getting pretty close to Christmas, but we may have something available. Right, we have one or two nice rooms left, but how long will she stay for?
A week.
So she'd be checking out on Christmas Day, the 25th.
Is that a problem?
Well, it depends. We don't have a room available for the whole week, but if she didn't mind changing rooms midway through her stay, we could work something out.
Oh, I see.
And if she wanted to extend her stay, that wouldn't be possible, I'm afraid. We're completely booked out from Christmas Day through to New Year.
No, she won't want to extend, and I don't think she'd have a problem with changing rooms.
Good. Well, I'll put her in room 502 to start with, and then she'll have to move to 805. No, just a minute. Let's make that 702 because that's available, and it's two floors directly above 502, so the room layout will be identical.
How much will it cost per night?
The basic room rate is $165.
Is breakfast included?
No, but a complimentary drink is served every evening at 5 o'clock.
Oh, that could be quite nice.
Shall we make the booking then? We will require a deposit equivalent to one night's stay.
That's fine. I can pay the deposit.
How would you like to do that? In cash or by credit card?
Credit card, I suppose. Oh, wait a minute. I might have enough money in my purse. Yes, let's do it in cash.
Hang on, I'll just make a note of that. Deposit paid in cash.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Just a second while I print a receipt. Who shall I make it out to?
My name is Zoe Reed. R-E-E-D.
Thank you, Ms. Reed. Now, I'll need some contact details for either you or Ms. Mackay.
I'll give you my details. I only live on the other side of town.
Can I have your address and phone number, please?
I live at 14 South Street, Mornington, and my phone number is 439-4829.
Thank you, 439-4829.
Yes, that's right.
Now, I'll just print the booking form. If you have any questions or need to make any changes, just quote the reservation number on the bottom of the form. That's it there, AQ459.
Thanks very much. Oh, before I go, just a couple of questions. What time does the room get cleaned? I'm only asking because my friend usually has a short nap after lunch and she wouldn't like to be disturbed.
Well, the maids are usually finished by 1 p.m. because we have a 2 o'clock check-in time, you see. They come on duty quite early in the morning, so they are sure to be finished in your friend's room by lunchtime. Yes, definitely. I'd say roughly 11 o'clock.
Thanks. That's good to know. One more thing. Is there room service for meals?
Only for breakfast and dinner. Breakfast service finishes at 9 and starts at 5 a.m. Dinner service starts at 6 p.m, but the last orders have to be in half an hour before the kitchen closes at 11 p.m. So full room service closes at 10:30. But remember, light snacks, things like toasted sandwiches or muffins, can be ordered at the bar just off the lobby throughout the day and evening until 2 in the morning.
Thanks very much. You've been most helpful. That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.